We are now standing on Savile Row, the most expensive and exclusive tailoring street in the entire world. For those of you wanting to do a bit of shopping, a custom tailored suit here, at the very least, will set you back around £15,000. The royal family shops here, celebrities getting dressed for the Oscars come here, and so did the Beatles. Number 3 Savile Row is now surprisingly owned by Abercrombie & Fitch, but was previously the Apple Studios, the recording studio where the Beatles laid down some of their most iconic tracks outside of Abbey Road. Now imagine it's 1969. The Beatles are not getting along. It's all falling apart. John and Yoko are on the scene, there's a big division in the band, and the Let It Be film is about to be released. The Beatles are wanting to create something new, some new live footage to insert into their film. They want something that has never been seen before, and they don't want to go into the archives, they want to create. So on the 30th of January 1969, all 4 Beatles got on the roof of this very building and performed an impromptu, live, open-air concert here in the center of London. What was unknown to the Beatles and the public that day was that this would be the very last time all 4 of the Beatles would ever play together. To see the exact spot this concert took place, look to the top 2 floors of number 3. You can see some white paneling on the side of the building, 2 floors down from the current rooftop. These additional 2 floors were added later. Back in 1969, this building had a flat roof, so the Beatles concert took place right where that white paneling is now. Now, take a look at the building on the opposite side of the street with the red letterbox out front. It's likely that the 30th of January 1969 started off as a regular boring work day for everybody in this neighborhood, but that was soon to change. Inside this building, which housed a bank at the time, was a member of staff based on the top floor having his lunch, who looked out his window to see the most famous rock band in the entire world performing a concert right opposite his office. He's got a front row view, the best seat in the house. Everybody on the planet would have been ecstatic to be here, except for this particular gentleman who decided he was going to ring the police to complain about the noise. So the police have to act on this complaint, and they call Apple Studios to tell the Beatles that they're going to have to stop playing. The Beatles say, sure, no problem, and they'll stop immediately, but they actually had no plans on doing that whatsoever. After a while, the police called back and said if they didn't stop playing, they were going to get arrested. At this point, in 1969, the members of the Beatles had all been arrested multiple times for various crimes and misdemeanors, so the threat didn't mean too much to them. In fact, they thought getting arrested would make great footage for their movie, so they kept playing. At this point, there were huge crowds outside, and people were even trying to climb the drain pipes to get onto the rooftop with the stars. The police called back for the third time, and this time they cut the power to the building, ending the concert. All in all, the Beatles racked up 42 minutes of spectacular footage of their impromptu gig, and a lot of this footage is available on YouTube for you to watch and bring the incident back to life. As you can imagine, this location has become like Mecca to Beatles fans throughout the world who want to come and witness the spot of the Fab Four's final performance. In fact, the door to number 3 has been replaced 4 times, as fans have previously destroyed them by leaving their messages to the band. The doors themselves have lived on, however. 3 of the 4 Beatles owned a number 3 Savile Row door. Paul is the only one without one. In fact, John and Yoko had theirs installed in the Dakota Building in New York City. Now, as you might imagine, Savile Row is a posh spot for posh shops, and many of the business owners here were very upset that their street became home to Apple Studios, bringing in hippies and rock and roll fans from across the globe. But one of them cleverly decided to capitalize on their street's newfound fame. His name was Tommy Nutter. Tommy shook up Savile Row in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with his handcrafted avant-garde designs. He figured that the Beatles were multimillionaires, so why not make suits for them? He made suits for them all, as well as flamboyant outfits for Elton John. He tailored the iconic pantsuit Twiggy wore for the first time, as well as tailoring for The Who and making leather trousers for Mick Jagger. He also made the suit John Lennon would wear for his marriage to Yoko Ono. But above all else, Tommy was the tailor who made 3 out of the 4 suits worn by the Beatles on the front of the iconic Abbey Road album. With number 3 on your right, continue down Savile Row until you reach number 11.